Hey guys, thanks for tuning in. Before we get started, I just wanted to tell you guys all about Green Chef. Green Chef is a meal kit company that is totally organic. They send you all the groceries you'll need straight to your doorstep.
Sometimes I just don't feel like going to the grocery store, and when things just show up at my door, I am a happy camper.
It's that easy. It has premium ingredients, easy recipes, and all you gotta do? Add you. It only takes about 30 minutes to cook the entire meal. 30 minutes? What have I been doing cooking my whole life and spending hours in the kitchen? Sean and I prefer the omnivore plan, and they offer a wide variety of meal plans. There's paleo, gluten-free, vegan.
And if you guys want $50
off your first order, go to greenchef.us/vine. That's for $50 off your order. Go to greenchef.us/vine.
The following program is a PodcastOne.com presentation. Okay, are you ready to shake things up?
Yes, I am.
Well, Caitlin Bristow is creating a space where girls and gents can feel empowered to be themselves. Because there's more to life than Instagram, right?
What's that supposed to mean?
Welcome to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Now here's Caitlin.
Okay, everybody, welcome to Off the Vine. I'm your host, Caitlin Bristow. You guys know that, but I feel like that's my opening bit, so I gotta keep up with it. On the podcast today, I've got winner of The Bachelor season... Just kidding.
Well, wait, but maybe you were the winner.
Season 19.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, I won.
Yeah.
Well, you did now, too. We're all winners here.
I love it.
Let's call you my bestie.
Aww.
Whitney, soon to be Angel, in the house, literally in the house. Yeah. We are in your house.
I know. It makes it so comfy.
I feel comfortable with you already, but now we're just having a little slumber party. And I've got to tell you, though, committing to drinking wine for podcasts sometimes is a big job. It's hard to complain about this, but I was having one of those days today where I woke up and I'm like, Caitlin, tighten up your game. Get your shit together. I've been drinking for the last 3 months, and I got to tell you, I got an email.
From who?
A quote-unquote fan. I don't like that word, but I got an email, and she said she was worried about me.
No.
Yep. And she said, thank you for sharing, like, your life with us, and I have so much respect for you, and I just hope you're okay, because you've been drinking a lot.
You're like, well, number one, that's my job.
I was like, well, girl. Yeah.
Hey, girl.
Girl's got to eat. Someone's got to pay the bills around here.
I mean, I'm the one that had to get up this morning and actually go in somewhere. And I was having, like, the scary Mondays rolled over from Sunday.
Yeah, that's because it was also your bachelorette party
yes.
today. So I feel like that's... But I was like, oh, man. So I've had one of those days where I was like, you know, I'm going to eat healthy today. And I'm going to go on SeanBoothsMealPlans.com. Shameless plug. And... and I'm going to, like, you know, cut back on the wine, and I have it. And then I was like, oh, wait, I got a podcast too. I better get drunk.
Yeah.
Go get drunk.
And also, I kind of was thinking about that too. If my trainer's listening right now,
yeah,
he's probably like, okay, you said you were not going to drink on Monday.
Yeah. Well, and then all you have to say is, Caitlin was here.
And then he's like, done. Okay, get it.
And, and I'm going to, because you've got a wedding coming up soon, mm-hmm. so I get it. You really are like, let's tighten up the game. And, yes. Oh my gosh, whenever I'm around you, I start saying and.
Oh my God, but I also say sorry.
Yeah, okay, we bring out our backgrounds in each other.
Yes, I love it.
I guess you could say. But I already lost my train of thought, which I do every time. What was I saying? Oh, trainer. Oh, not drinking wine. Oh, yeah, so I got this email, and I was like, okay. And then I'm like, actually, I have to podcast, so I better start drinking. Anyways.
Did you respond to her?
Nope. I deleted the email, even so, like, my PR girls and everything didn't see it. I just didn't. But then I just said it on my podcast, so I don't know what I'm doing. but I just know that us being together, it would be rude if we didn't drink wine while podcasting.
Well, or if we just didn't drink wine ever or in general just existing.
We wouldn't even be friends.
No. Well, I mean, because that's kind of how we bonded.
It is how we bonded.
It is.
Over wine. Wine.
Well, I do have a question, though.
Okay.
How does my voice sound?
Oh, I was actually going to tell you when you started talking. I would love if... I feel like you're, like, being nervous about your voice, which you actually have a great voice.
I mean...
you're nervous about it.
I am nervous about it. Now I'm giggling very nervously.
And I'm like, I want you to, like, talk even louder into the mic because I think you've got a great voice.
But now I kind of feel like I'm trying to make my voice a little bit deeper.
Why, is that because you got some sort of...
Oh, I don't know. Only because I was ridiculed for years upon years upon years.
Of your voice. Like,
about my voice. I actually had no idea. I'm thinking, you guys, I survived 30 years and no one's ever commented on this. And now I can't even...
And when you're talking right now, I'm like, I actually love your speaking voice.
Oh, thanks.
Do you get nervous and does it go up a couple octaves?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, so let's all attack you for that. Hey, you're on a TV show and you have a nervous... higher pitch voice.
Sorry.
Let's rip you apart for that. People are assholes.
I know they are.
People are dicks. Not on this podcast, though.
No, they're
love.
I listen every week. I'm a dedicated listener.
Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's really kind.
Of course.
Cheers.
Cheers.
We have to tell everybody that we're clearly drinking wine right now.
Of course.
I think they figured that out.
Well, I mean, even if we weren't doing this, we'd be drinking wine.
Well, yeah. That's what we've been doing all weekend at your bachelorette party.
Even if we weren't, though, again,
we would
just still be drinking wine.
It's so us.
I know.
This is us.
This is so us.
Did you have fun at your bachelorette party this weekend?
I love the way you say bachelorette.
Did you have fun at your bachelorette party this weekend?
It was so fun.
So fun.
Yes, I had a blast. It honestly was probably one of my favorite weekends of all time.
It was a good weekend. I was a little nervous.
Why?
Okay, maybe we should get this into the confessions.
Oh, these are my confessions.
That's not even the tune. These are my confessions. If I don't do it, then I gotta take it out. First of all, I'm looking over at Ricky right now. Whitney's fiance is just chilling on the couch watching like sports highlights on mute. Being a complete beauty. He's our bartender. Ricky, feel free to chime in at any time. Now that means, okay, can we still tell crazy stories from the bachelorette party?
Yes.
Okay, they're not that crazy. It was a bunch of girls in one house. It doesn't get that crazy. We didn't have strippers or anything. But...
Well, maybe we did.
Okay. I'm very ashamed of myself because I've been doing this confessional thing for so many weeks now, and I never thought to call it a confessional booth when my last name will be Booth.
Yeah, that's pretty dumb.
So, I'm better than that.
You're so better than that.
I'm like, I claim to be this witty, funny person, and I didn't even think to call it a confessional booth.
So, we have to change that up.
Here we go.
Okay.
This is our confessional booth.
Okay. So we say, what do we do?
So we are going to confess to each other things that we need to get off of our chest. Mm-hmm. Maybe things you want to get off your chest to the world of podcast people listening. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I wanted to say world, and I'm like, get over yourself, Caitlin. There's not that many people listening.
You know what? Keep telling yourself that. What'd you tell me? Throw the positive energy in the air.
Thoughts become things.
Thoughts become things.
Cheers to that.
Yes. I love that.
The world will be listening, Caitlin.
Yes, they will be.
What was I getting at?
The confessional booth.
Oh, yeah. So we confess our sins, get things off our chest, and then we wash away our sins with wine.
That is genius.
I thank you for being honest with me.
Did you come up with this yourself?
I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I remember telling Sean, he was like, that's actually a really great idea.
It is.
So start with you. Confess something to me that you think the people would either be like, whoa, I didn't know that about her, something you're embarrassed about, something you're ashamed of, something you just think is funny. Give me something. Confess to me, almighty Caitlin.
Oh, gosh. Well, I feel like you know almost everything.
I probably do.
And then I'm thinking about the things that would be embarrassing, but I don't get embarrassed that easily. Do you agree?
I do agree. Yeah.
So if it's embarrassing me, that means that it's not podcast approved.
What do you mean?
Because I don't get embarrassed that easily. So
Yeah, no, like I don't get embarrassed easily either. That's right. Why I confess some of these things where people would be like, oh my God, I probably would have never told people that. And I'm like, what's up?
Okay.
So confessional booth with Whitney.
Okay.
Give me something good. Give me something good.
Do you have yours?
Yeah. Okay, I'll start my confession with saying that I slept at your house last night. Mm-hmm. We went to bed at 10 o'clock p.m. I watched Big Brother twice in a row. I made Ricky watch it with me while you were trying to sleep because you guys had to work today. But I went to sleep last night at 10, and I forced myself to wake up at noon 30.
But wait, you guys watched it twice, but then you watched it again. I'm calling you out on this.
Son of a... I was confessing and you're calling me out on my confession. Okay, fine. I watched it three times. I watched Big Brother three times because I'd had a few cocktails and I really wanted to remember it.
Okay.
And it helped me fall asleep. So Ricky and I watched it twice. And then when he went to bed, I was like, well, I should probably watch it a third time so I really know what's going on here.
I'm really upset that I went to bed early for that.
Well, you should be.
Okay. So, okay. I'm thinking of like a few things.
Okay.
But I think something that would surprise the people.
Yeah.
The people of Off the Vine.
Yeah.
Is I actually have a tramp stamp.
You do. You do have a tramp stamp.
That actually is very embarrassing.
Well, I bet some girls listening out there have a tramp stamp. Maybe you're making them feel better about it right now.
Yeah. But girls, I'm there with you.
I almost got one. Very close to getting a butterfly on my lower back. Thought it was the sexiest thing ever. I was also 16. I should not be thinking about what's sexy. But what is your tramp stamp of?
You guys, this is actually so embarrassing.
Oh, good. That's what the confessional booth is for.
It's a five-petal rose. 2 5-petal roses.
Two of them. Hey, you know what? It's going to get weird. 2 5-petal roses.
I did it when I was 17. My mom, but this is the sweet thing about it.
Okay.
So, I mean, I got dumped. Right? It was Valentine's Day. I was feeling down in the dumps. I grew up in Kentucky and I was like, Mom, what should we do? Why don't we just go get tattoos? And
what's more romantic than 5 petal flowers?
With your mother.
With your mom.
So,
And it's a memory now.
It is. And everyone knows about my mom, how much I love her and, you know, how she tragically passed away. But now I'm like, I can't remove it because it was such a fun memory.
And it's actually, I saw it from your bachelorette party and because I've seen you naked numerous times. I was going to pretend it was just from your bachelorette party. I was like, well, there's this one time. No, I'm just kidding. But, Sean Booth, you're interrupting a very... we're podcasting right now, babe. Can I call you back?
Sure can. All
right. Love you.
Love you, too.
Bye.
That's so cute. So cute.
So cute. Oh. Okay, so it was a very beautiful memory, You can't remove that.
Well, and hell, I can't see it.
Yeah, you can't see it. That's like people are like, oh, you're afraid of birds. Why are you birds tattooed? I'm like, I can't see it.
Sorry about you, Ricky.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? Saying like, I can't see it. Sorry about you.
Oh,
Ricky,
yeah. Ricky's
the only one that sees it. Oh, sorry about you.
Sorry about you, Ricky. Hey, Ricky, when do you see that? Huh?
What'd you say?
When do you see that?
Does my mom listen to Off the Vine?
Yeah, maybe. We won't go there. Yeah.
Love you, Mom.
Love you, Peg. Peggy. So that's... great confession, because I don't think a lot of people would know you at a tramp stamp, and you ain't no tramp.
No.
So that's a good one. Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome. But you also know what else? At the bachelorette party, I saw that some other gals there that I'm so close with that they were at my bachelorette party, I did not know.
Well, Whitney, you had 20 girls in one home in a bachelorette party, and that's what I was getting up for. I'm like, I can't believe I didn't, like, want to murder 5 of them.
I know. Well.
They were great girls. All great girls. Wash away. Oh, not yet. Let's do a couple. Do you have any more confessions?
I mean...
let's get to know Whit. The fact that your last name is about to be Angel is one of the coolest things. Like, why can't my last name be Angel?
Well, you get Booth. You get Booth. That's like a great last name.
Oh, no, it's a good... oh, yeah, yeah.
Because you wouldn't be able to have the confessional Booth.
That's true.
You know?
And then our wedding hashtag could be Kissing Booth.
Love it. Oh my god, this is getting so good.
People say I don't wedding plan. I got our hashtag, I'm halfway there.
Oh my god, this is good. Amazing. Oh, cheers to that.
Cheers to that.
All right, so, sorry.
No, it's okay.
These mics are so sensy.
The mics are very, very sensy. I wonder if, I saw you use Sensodyne toothpaste. Do you think your toothpaste would get jealous if you used another type?
You weren't supposed to go in my bathroom.
No, from before. No, I totally went in your bathroom. Can I tell you why? Here's another confession. Because Cupcake prescribes toothpaste for me, and I didn't pick it up in time. And last night I didn't brush my teeth. And today I was feeling very fuzzy on the old jibs. And I was like, fuck it. Oh, I don't think I can say that on this podcast.
That's okay. Thank God they can cut it out.
Bleep it. I was like, oh, I gotta get... and I totally forgot until I walked in your bedroom.
And you're like, oh, now this is why she didn't want me going.
Well, you're planning a wedding. You've got gifts and presents and stuff everywhere.
And then just a nasty-ass bathroom.
So I went in and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not supposed to be in here.
Yeah.
But I got toothpaste and I ran out and I apologized.
But you left the light on, so are you new?
Oh.
That's a
confession. Well, I wasn't going to hide it. I'm not going to lie to you.
Except I walked... you knew I saw a Sensodyne toothpaste.
Yeah. That's why it's part of the confessions, because I was like, I was in your bathroom this morning.
thinking, that's more weird that Whitney wouldn't let her girlfriend in her bathroom. But if you guys knew how messy I was, it's really
horrifying. Okay. Here's another confession.
Whoa, shit. What? Oh.
That you're, no, you can say the SH word. I just heard one time we bleeped out an F word.
Okay.
That's okay. You're messy. So am I. Guess what? I'm actually a neat freak in a lot of times, but I can make a mess out of my room.
Yeah.
It's... You're fine.
Okay.
And if you want at the end, we can cut this part out.
No, I don't care. It's fine. It makes me real. It makes me a human being.
You are. And people... Hey, you know what? Relatable.
Yes.
What? Do you have any other confessions to Beardy? Okay, here's another one of mine. I had a moment yesterday when we were at brunch where the winner of, I don't remember what season, of Big Brother walked by. And I was like, oh my God, I got one Big Brother and we're friends on Twitter. And I ran up and I interrupted his freaking lunch and said hi. And I'm like, oh my gosh, if anybody interrupts my lunch to say hi, I'm like, I'm eating.
No, you don't.
No, I'm very nice.
But I will say that we looked over at one point and we're like, oh no.
Caitlin got sucked in.
And it was me.
And it was Chucky back. We're like, no.
Sucking someone else in. It was so funny. Because we're like, oh, God. How did this guy come up to you? And you're like, oh, no. No,
I
was like,
no, I went up to him. I stopped him.
This Andy. Was on me.
Andy won Big Brother. And I am a big, big brother guy.
So a lot of people, though, have been asking you. I don't know if this is if not the time. But they want to know. Are you going to go on Celebrity Big Brother?
Oh, okay. Well, Sean and I both are obsessed. I would love to go on as a couple. If they could be like, hey, do you guys want to come on? We'd do it.
Mm-hmm.
I would find it extremely challenging if either one of us did it solo, but I'd also be very supportive because... Because
it's... I don't watch it, but you told me it's like 70 days.
No, it's more. Ricky, this is something I remember from last night. We were watching and it said it was on what, day 87?
Oh, asking the wrong guy.
Oh, great memory, Caitlin. It hasn't over yet, and they're on, like, day 87. So it'd be very challenging.
But they're down to the final three, right?
Yes, and we're such Big Brother fans that it would be so much fun. But I also am like, do they come to us to ask us to go on the show, or do we have to get our people out there asking them?
I say we just start tweeting. You know, the last time I tweeted something,
what?
And I said, hey.
You found Ricky.
No.
Oh, what?
No, that's what I was going to say.
Oh, yeah.
I don't really tweet that often. I don't do a lot of the that stuff. But I tweeted and I said, hey, Mr. Fleiss, how come Caitlin Bristowe is not Dancing with the Stars?
Right! That did start something. I forgot.
I needed to know.
And as did I.
And so I
guess...
Well, did we get answers?
Nope.
But we did stir something up. Cheers to that.
We sure did. I got like 200 followers out of that one.
There you go.
Okay, so, yeah, Big Brother, that'd be really fun.
And especially if you guys did it together. I mean, I don't really know that much about it, but
we would be a great team. We work well together. We're 100%. Both very competitive. We're both very social. We're both very, he is physically stronger than I am, but I can...
You can hold your own. You're a competitive little feisty thing.
I'm no Stacy, but that's Whitney's alter ego when she gets feisty.
Ricky said Stacy has no friends.
She doesn't. She's a bitch.
Thanks.
But I love her.
Yeah.
Are we done with the confessional booth, or do you have another one?
I don't know. I mean, I do. I'm just a weird person. I do really weird things.
Yeah, but...
I mean...
Then you'd be boring if you weren't that person.
I actually do, because we were talking about this.
What?
I need to know how many ladies, when they go to the bathroom...
Yeah.
Like, do they squat? Do they hover? Do they wipe down
public,
the seat?
Public
yes,
bathroom.
Yes. I'm not talking about home. That would be weird if you squat in your own bathroom.
Hover over your own clean toilet. I hover. I cannot sit on, like, a toilet seat that's in a public bathroom. And I'm not even, like, really, like, I'm not a germaphobe. I'm not weird like that. Like, I'll hover and then I won't wash my hands.
Okay, well, yeah, that's just...
What, are we still confessing?
Well, but, so I never hover.
I sometimes
will put the toilet paper down. You know? Or if I see that it's either A, if I see that it's messy, I'll just go to the next stall. Or I'll just kind of very carefully wipe it up. Like with the toilet. I don't touch it.
Well, yeah, you're not going to wipe it up with your hand.
No, I get the toilet paper.
Yeah.
But I don't
You just
what...
sit right down on that old warm seat.
Yeah.
Did you know that there's a term for that in the Urban Dictionary?
Oh, God.
It's called warm cheeks. Warm cheeks.
Warm cheeks?
Yeah, I think so. Wait, let me look at my phone. It's when...
But can we be real about this for real?
Nope, let's be fake about sitting on toilet seats. We're there already, Whitney. Go ahead.
Get real.
Let's literally, unless it's completely soiled and you see that it's soiled.
Yeah.
What's so gross about that? It's like skin. It's not like somebody's rubbing their
ghost cheeks.
Oh.
Look it up on Urban Dictionary, where you sit on a toilet seat and you can still feel the warmth where the previous occupant was sitting. That grosses me out. Well, that right there is why I hover.
No, that's just, I mean, it's strange. But that means it's you haven't drank enough wine. Wine. You can feel the warmth. You need to keep drinking.
That's how, when we say we bonded over wine, it's because one of the executive producers would like, he makes fun of everybody.
Yeah.
And yours was that if you said wine, you'd be like, wine. Let's go have some wine.
Let's go have some wine.
And then it turned into wine.
Yeah. And then
it got aggressive.
It did.
Okay.
Okay. So people probably now are like unfollowing more than they typically do anyways, because I like to sit on toilet seats.
Oh my, did you guys hear her high-pitched voice saying that she sits on toilet seats? Unfollow. I laughed so hard the other day because I love this girl. Her name's Kelly Oxford. She's Canadian, and she has a like really funny Twitter account, and she has a couple books out, and she's just really funny. And somebody said to me the other day, like, I posted an ad, which I really rarely do, and someone said, oh, you sell out, unfollow. And then I remembered Kelly Oxford's tweet where she said, people who say unfollow is like showing up to a party that you weren't even invited to and announcing you're leaving.
That is so true.
And expecting us to care.
That is so true.
Like, okay, I'm going to lose one follower. Bye. I will not notice you leaving.
Say la vie.
Yeah. It's a song.
It is.
Say you will, but I won't. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. Okay, can we also talk about the song that you just Snapchatted my poor innocent daughter child dog Lily
to? It's a good song.
Poor timing.
But the
timing.
But by the time this podcast comes out, people won't remember the song.
That's okay.
It's that 1-800 Logic song that goes, I don't want to be alive. I don't want to be alive. I don't want to die today.
So I wake up this morning while you're snoozing, and I go to work.
Just having a great shutsy.
And I just open up the Snapchat, and there's my innocent little girl, my 3-pound dog, Lily. Yeah. And she's just got this sweet little puppy face, and in the background is, I don't want to be alive.
I just want to die today. And it was me just slowly zooming in on her face.
Yes, that was kind of rude.
I apologize. Those were not my intentions.
So then I messaged you. I said, what is this song? You thought I really wanted to know.
Yeah, I think that's how you could tell I really didn't mean to be offensive on it. Because I was like, oh, the song's called this. Great song, isn't it? And you're like, no.
No answer.
I was so
delete.
Confused. Yeah, I was like, wait, what I doubt? And then you told me at dinner. I was like, oh, I really apologize. I would never.
You know, I didn't mean to do that. It was very. Yeah, you did.
Yeah, it was very morbid, but I guess I did it. And then as it was playing, Ricky was like, ooh, that's dark. And I was like, ugh, yeah. And then I sent it anyways. Send it, which I don't even know what that means. Anyways, to wrap up our confessions.
Oh, yes.
Or did we already do that?
I don't know.
Whatever. My Big Brother obsession. Imagine cameras were on you 24/7 in the Bachelor Mansion.
Absolutely not.
Which Sean said he would like, because Sean's like, then I wouldn't seem as jealous as they made me seem, because that was very edited.
Right.
And they would have seen me being, yeah, and they, and
yeah.
He was like, they would have seen me having way more fun and being way more goofy and showing my personality than the serious, passionate guy. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I would have loved it. I'm like, yeah, not so much on my part, because on The Bachelor, I have a very sarcastic offside sense of humor, and I remember making very inappropriate jokes and saying inappropriate things.
But and not in your sleep.
No, but the cameras are 24 hours on Big Brother.
Oh, and you can sign in and see them at any time?
Yeah, I pay for that.
Yeah, that is
psycho.
That should have been your confession.
Well, I feel like this whole podcast might be one big confession. So, you know what? Yeah, I pay for live feeds of Big Brother. Sue me.
And you watch it on repeat.
You can tell I've had a couple glasses of wine because Rick's voice is coming
up. Rick.
I'm like, sue me. Rick.
Anyways.
And while we wash away our sins, why don't I tell you what we're washing away our sins with? It's the wine I got from Bright Cellars. You can discover new wine that are delivered directly to you. You don't even have to get up off the couch and go to the grocery store or go to the liquor store. You just literally sit back and have the wines brought to you. It's 4 personal wine bottles sent to your door each month with only a fun 7-question quiz. It will build your personal flavor profile to find your perfect wine. If you do not like a certain bottle, your wine concierge will help you find a replacement. And isn't it fun to say that you have a wine concierge? It's wines from all over the world, Italy, Spain, Portugal, South America, and you can get 50% off your first box if you go to brightcellars.com/offthevine. Again, that's 50% off your first box, brightcellars.com/offthevine.
But I can't, it's like that would be, the Bachelor wouldn't be a thing if there's 24 hour cameras.
No, because they couldn't edit it then.
Right, right.
Yeah, so, I mean, we cover that next.
Well, now I just want to think about us in the Bachelor Mansion because I have so many funny memories. Like, when... I don't remember my first impression of you. I just...
I do, because you told me.
Oh, what?
You weren't crazy about me.
Well, no. I wasn't.
And I wasn't crazy about you either. So,
I believe
okay,
it.
Okay, cheers to that. Well, touché. And here we are.
Yeah.
But remember that one day... Well, I forgot about everything.
What?
And... You were just walking around the first few weeks because you had a damn rose and you were just like cool as a cucumber.
I was like, I am winning.
You are winning.
I was like the rose collector.
You were, oh, yeah. So, yeah. And I was the exact opposite.
Well.
Yeah. And so I was so nervous, I thought I was going to throw up.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I just... As you sit there with the rose in your hand, like kind of flinging it through, you're like, I just don't understand why you're so worried.
I was using it like as a microphone to interview you with the rose. Like, I don't get why you're so worried, Whitney. Whitney, back to you with the rose as a mic, eating it for a snack.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Yeah, because you were so worried.
But that's how I am in everything in life.
Yes, and that's why I actually love you so much, because you're just the sweetest little worrier.
I worry about everything, but people hurt my feelings.
Yeah, and I'm a little bit of the opposite, but I feel like that's why we're friends now.
I know.
But in that moment, I was like, this girl needs to chill. I was like, oh, she seems chill.
And then sometimes...
No, but I wanted to help you. I did.
But did you? At that moment, did you? I think you and your mind were like, let me help her because she's going home.
No. You know me. What is that noise?
Oh, shoot. This is so sensey.
No, I think there's a car driving by with bass.
Oh, yeah, that is what it is. Yeah. I live in the, you know, the hood.
Mean streets of Chicago. But no, you know me. I'm not malicious.
No, you weren't at all.
And I mean well.
Actually, I was like, I can't believe this girl's really taking this much time to give me advice. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I know why. Because everybody else is trying to steal their time, but you're, like, flinging around that rose.
I was like, well, clearly I'm in with him, so I might as well spend my time making friends.
Or just being a therapist, because God knows this girl needs one.
But I actually enjoyed helping you because I felt like you confided in me.
I did confide in
you. And I feel like we bonded in that way, where if you were worried about something, I'd be like, what's the worst that can happen? And now you teach me things, where we decided in the car the other day, if anything's a problem, say out loud,
so what?
Hashtag...
So what? But it's the truth.
No, and it's actually...
You have to say it out loud.
Yeah, in 24 hours it's already helped me. Where right. I'm like, oh, my flight tomorrow and this. And I'm like, so what?
Right. And it really is... I know it sounds probably cliche, but I'm telling everybody out there that's listening, just try it.
Everybody, if something's making you nervous, say out loud, so what?
So what?
And see what happens.
Yeah.
So what? You're... I don't know. Give me an example.
You got cellulite. Oh, yeah. So what?
So what? It's genetics. You can't do anything about it. So what?
So what? Yeah.
Own it.
Own.
So what? I'm trying to think of any other funny memories in that. Did we ever go on any dates together?
I hope. I can't imagine that we did. Oh, no, we did.
What?
Oh,
what
my God. One?
The singing one.
Yes.
Which is so cute. So cute.
So cute.
By the way.
Everybody drink.
That so was cute. A drinking game? Yeah. Drink to that. Because, wait. at Whitney's bachelorette party, I was like, oh my gosh, girls say the most typical things in the whole world. Anytime someone says, so cute, we had to drink. Yes. And guess what? Girls were dropping like flies. Because girls say so what all the time.
No, it's so cute.
I mean, so cute. No, girls
we want you to say so what.
Sorry, I'm confusing everybody. So cute. But what were, now what? What were
you, so we, the date, the same date.
Because, so the date was that we got to sing with Big and Rich.
Who I adore.
Oh, bow down.
Yes.
And so we were doing this and people were like, are you nervous, Caitlin? I'm like, are you kidding me? This is my moment.
Yes.
Like, I'm not even a little bit nervous. I'm going to do a rap into a country song and I'm going to be like, hey, look, I'm badass and I'm funny into like, look, I have a sick voice, man. So I was like, one of the most confident I've ever been.
Oh, okay. But let's be real. For real.
The most confident I ever was when I got sent home.
No. Oh, I'm just saying you were always confident.
I really was.
Yeah.
I really was.
You were. Not in a very, like, cocky way, but you were confident.
Yeah.
It was attractive.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Did you want to make out with me?
I mean, because I'm a woman.
Oh. That's another inside joke. I actually, can we tell that story?
Ricky?
Don't look at me.
I don't know. Maybe not.
Yeah, okay, no. But yeah, because you're a woman. But I really, that was the most confident time in my whole life. I'm actually more insecure now than I was then because that show ruined me. Just kidding. Yeah. Not really.
Well, no, it messes with you.
It really does. But that was, that was definitely the most confident I've ever been. So when you, and you were like, you were so self-conscious about your singing voice.
Because, at that time, I didn't know my speaking voice was going to be such a topic of conversation.
Yeah, now you're like, oh, screw the singing. It was me talking all the times that was offending people. Right. Just so stupid. But your singing voice was so cute, and I remember... Sorry, I have to drink. We said so cute. I did.
Oh, okay.
But you said... You sang... So, you'll drink your whiskey... And I'll bring my wine. And I was like, wait, this is so cute because you got up there and you did that. And it was very endearing.
Well, it was,
No, it was. It was really...
I had no choice. I had to do it. So I was like, you know what?
But don't you feel like that, like, molded you a little bit?
Well, thank God they really didn't air it.
Yeah.
So I hear. Because I was mortified.
Oh, did they not?
I think I had, like, one line or something. Because if I showed everything, people... Yeah, it would have been bad.
They didn't show yours because they're too busy showing me singing Red Petal Fever Makes You Want to Touch My Beaver. Which,
I remember when you said that.
There were so many things on the show that I would say out loud and be like, well, they're not going to air that. Hey, Plow My Effing Field and Red Petal Fever, You Can Touch My Beaver. I was like, they're not going to show that.
Well, surprise.
They sure did.
Yeah, they did. But then I just remember how upset you got. That was the first time you ever showed emotion. No, this was the best.
That was the first. That was, yeah.
This was the best. So we go back to this, like, bar, and we're all hanging out. And all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You go to the bathroom.
I was like, excuse me, can I please be excused? I need to go to the bathroom. And my lip was quivering.
So you go there to cry.
And I was like, don't show weakness.
And then the TV camera. TV camera came in to film you, and you just start running. You, like, bust your
because I was like, you perv. And so you can't be in the girl's bathroom with a camera.
And so then, who was it that was chasing you down the streets of South
Martine.
Dakota? Martine's like, you signed up for a reality TV show.
Yeah.
Stop running. You're, like, dishing down the
because octopus. I was so set on not crying or showing emotion in that show that all of a sudden I was in the middle of it and I was like, oh, it's getting real. I'm going to cry. I'm upset. I'm offended. I'm hurt. But I can't let people see because that's weakness, which is so dumb. And so I ran to the bathroom and I didn't know that I signed a contract that said cameras could follow me into the bathroom. And he comes in and I start fingering the camera, giving the middle finger, thinking that would stop them. And then I shoot past him. I run out a back door, and I ran down a back alley with cameras chasing me. They didn't show this part.
No, but I just love that he's just screaming at you.
And he goes, I said, get the out of my face. And he was like, Caitlin, you're on a reality show. And I was like, ah, dang. And then I calmly ran back into the room. I was like.
And then you walked in like nothing happened.
Yeah, and I sat down.
You sat down, and you were just like, hey, guys.
What's up?
I'll have a Pinot Grigio. Thanks.
side of tequila.
I did.
I started shooting tequila.
Oh my god. That's too funny.
That sounds awfully dramatic. It's so funny. I feel like in Canada we say drama and in the States we say drama. I kind of like drama better. And speaking of dramatic, we should talk about Dynasty, the powerhouse soap opera of the 80s. Oh, it's back. From the CW with the producers of Gossip Girl and the OC, the Carringtons are a family that has it all and will do anything to get more. Blake Carrington rules the dynasty with an iron fist, with his daughter Fallon ready to take over the family business. Until Crystal, her father's gorgeous young fiancé, shows up and is just as ambitious as Fallon. This time, the women are the bosses and they fight, not over men, but for business and family. Oh, that sounds like it could be a good reality show, too. For the Carringtons, those are the same thing. This fall, prepare for fights and drama that rivals the original series every Wednesday night. Series premieres October 11th after Riverdale, only on the CW.
Hey guys, it's Jack Vanek from The Lady Gang, and if you haven't heard of our podcast, you are missing out. And this month, we are doing this series called Lady Gang Your Life, where we're having experts from every field come on, and they're giving their expert opinion on everything from social media to skin to hormone health. I think you guys are going to love it. So grab a mimosa and come hang out with us every Tuesday on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and Apple Podcasts.
Now back to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Excuse me.
Oh, no. What was that even?
It
was not a burp.
If you're a loyal podcast listener, you would know.
Oh, I don't know what that was.
I don't know how to burp. You know
well,
that.
Well, no, I know that. You've told me that before. Oh. You don't like it because then it reminds you of throwing up
yes.
and all that stuff.
Okay. So,
but I just want to know what you call what that is.
A pterodactyl.
Oh, okay. That's never been on a podcast.
Yes, it was.
A pterodactyl?
Yeah, it was on one with, it was Sean and I, and people were like, whoa, I didn't know I was the only one that couldn't burp. And I make this, it's like a backwards burp. It goes the other way,
yeah.
and I suck it in, and I go, and it sounds like a pterodactyl.
Yeah, okay.
It's not attractive.
Well, no, I'm just upset that I didn't know that.
It's okay. I don't remember things from like 3 weeks ago, so I don't expect you to remember my podcast from like when I first started. I say all the time, too.
I do, too.
Okay, good.
So then have you ever seen when you do an interview and they actually write out the transcript? And
yes.
I'm like, do you really have to put in the
I know, they do it verbatim.
Stop.
And you're like, okay, I said eight times. Can you not? Oh, is that not what you're getting at? Were you high-fiving me or doing a
no,
can you not?
I was going to do a...
high-five can you not?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was going to do.
You know what I want a high five to?
What?
Dick Joe.
I know. Look at him.
Ricky Angel.
Never thought you'd say that.
Just one of the biggest beauties I've ever met in my whole career of living.
I know.
He really... How did you guys meet? I already know, but just say it on...
Well, wait. I want to get paid for that.
Oh.
Hey.
On
Bumble,
a dating
call
app.
Call me. Yeah. Call me.
I actually got paid from Bumble once.
Damn you.
I know.
I gotta lower my voice, I think.
No,
I
you don't.
Really, I got really... angry just now.
That's okay. It's actually better if you speak up.
Okay. Oh, I needed to be louder.
It's okay.
Okay.
Whatever. You met
on
Bumble.
Hey, how did you get paid for Bumble? It wasn't the BFF one, was it?
Yeah, I don't know if you know this, but I'm a DJ. And,
So you're a DJ?
Duh.
How did I not know this about you?
Yeah, I press play and stop on my own iPhone while it is plugged in to a computer. Duh, DJ. Go DJ. That's my DJ. And then I'm like, oh, just kidding. It's my Mac.
Oh, and that's like Dick Joe, DJ.
Yeah, Dick Joe.
So did you know you were a DJ too?
I am. Yeah. I'm the ultimate DJ.
He is the ultimate DJ, Dick Joe. Richard. Anyways, you met on Bumble.
Yes. And...
Hashtag ad. Pay us. Yes, go on. He swiped right. You had already liked him. Match made in heaven.
Well, no,
what?
Because the
I
girls
don't know
go
Bumble.
First.
I don't know.
Girls go
works.
First. So
okay.
So the girl has to reach out to the guy, like, once the match is made, which is what makes it so great, but also is a lot of pressure. And you only have 24 hours or they vanish. So
what?
That lights a fire under you to be like, send the note.
I like it, because then it's no messing around. We ain't playing games
no,
here.
No, we aren't playing games. Honey, this makes...
Homie, don't play that.
No.
Homie,
hell
don't
no.
play that.
Hell no. So, Yeah, so I saw him. I was like, oh, this guy's cute, whatever. So then I'm like, oh, boy, so we matched. And I just said, oh, boy.
Oh, golly.
Oh, golly gee.
Golly gee.
Oh, golly gee. Oh, we matched. I got to send him a message.
Oh, boy.
But I wanted to be creative because I didn't want to just be like, hi. I mean, honestly, if you were waiting for someone to reach out to you and they just said hi, I'd delete them.
You didn't want to come out guns blazing and tell them, like, hey, I make babies. You want to make some?
Which is also another really annoying edit from, I think, our season.
No, it's great.
They kept being like, why don't you tell people you make babies? And at that point, I'm like, that is funny. But I thought they would say it once.
It's still funny.
And they just keep saying
it. Yeah, but it's good.
Anyways. The pterodactyl needs to quiet. Chill, I know. Like, pump the brakes over here.
Take a backseat, pterodactyl.
Yeah. So I actually was really proud of myself with my first message to Ricky.
Okay,
So you can post, like, 5 or 6 pictures about yourself. About yourself?
See?
Yes. I am starting to sound like
you. But I do that with you. I'm like, I am starting to sound like you.
So anyways, I saw that in 5 out of 6 of his pictures, he had an alcoholic beverage in one of his hands.
Oh,
so
I said, you dirty dog.
Yeah, you dirty dog. I said, yeah, excuse me, you're drinking 5 out of these 6 pictures, but I really like these odds. So he responded,
Whitney, that's clever.
Can we cheers to that?
Yeah, we can cheers to that. Of course we can.
So he wrote back. I forget what he wrote back, babe. I blacked out after I had such a good comment.
I blacked out.
I said, I think I
was drawn to blacked out.
I said I really had to dig in the archives for that other one.
Oh, you had to dig in the archives to find the one.
Just throwing the wit back at wit.
Oh.
Okay.
The wit's still flowing to me.
Okay. That, you're Whitty Houston. I see you.
Just a witty bit, I guess.
Oh my god. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Anyway, that's really cute because then you're like, great. Well, we now know we both have a sense of humor.
Right.
So.
And we both drink alcohol.
When can we bang?
Call me. Cool. No, I actually did, though. I was getting a little bit frustrated because we were messaging back and forth, and then he wasn't asking me for my number.
You're like, okay, this is not a stand-up comedic show
I'm
here.
Like, this
let's
is Bumble, not Tinder, all
right? Right.
Like, let's get moving.
Step up
here.
Your game.
Yeah. And so I said, you know what? Here's my number. Do with it what you will.
Oh. Use it and abuse it.
I'm going to leave this right here for you.
Yeah.
25 minutes later, I got a little ding-ding on my phone.
Yeah.
Old Dickie Joe.
Old Dickie Joe coming in hot on the T message.
Dickie Poo.
Oh, that is so funny.
And then now you're engaged. And
now
you're
engaged.
Any wedding advice for me for planning? Don't do it. Okay, I won't.
No. I'm trying to think we have a lot of good advice. Some of it's sappy. Some of it's...
Oh, I would love to hear it. You have good wedding advice.
I think we do.
Okay.
So we're going to... Okay. So,
we're listening.
So, a few things. So
okay.
Number one, I think the one that was like mental let to Ricky was we always thought we would sit with our wedding party at the table. We're going to do a sweetheart table, which I always thought I would never do. But you know why we're doing it?
Why?
Because we were given some advice that as crazy as the day gets and you're going around to people and you're talking and you're saying hi, you always have a place to go back with that person and be like, oh my God, this is our wedding day. Like,
that's
to
cool.
Sit down, have a glass, have a drink, have a toast, whatever. But
it's your little table.
It's your table.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, right?
I don't mind the sweetheart table. I've never been against it.
I've always thought, no, I don't want to do that. I want to do it with my friends.
I like that idea, but you're like, well, this is not about the day with you and your friends. And
right. And it's only one day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
What other advice you got for me?
Not a lot.
Oh. Sweetheart table and so what?
Yes.
To live by.
Yeah.
Okay.
Spend as much money as you possibly can.
Spend as much money as you possibly can. Yeah.
Shut up, Ricky.
Fun game.
Hey, remember when we were talking about how great you were?
Yeah, love you.
Hey, you're not invited here, okay? Watch your sports. Just kidding. But no, it's got to be very stressful.
It is very stressful. But we're going tomorrow to see the dress.
Yes, we are. Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow.
I get to be part of it. Ayo.
I'm shimmying.
I know. I can see those boobs.
I know. Gosh. Sometimes I forget that no one else can see that.
Well, that's one of the things I don't like about podcasting, but also one of the things I do.
Well, I basically,
We both are greasy. I have makeup on
because I haven't washed my face in 2 days, but not fresh makeup.
We are both grease lightning today. It's, but it's very acceptable for a podcast.
Yes.
Which is what I love about podcasting. But what I don't like is that there's very funny behind the scenes BTS, right, Ricky? BTS? Yes. BTS moments where I'm like, I wish people just saw you shimmying like that because
it was priceless.
I was a little bit attracted to it.
LOL.
Whitney, that was actually really great comedic timing. Whitney just said LOL, which I told her earlier. I told her earlier at dinner that I used to think LOL meant... Oh, I think I said this on my podcast with Brie. I thought LOL meant lesbian online. So I just said to Whitney, do you want to make out? And she said LOL. And that was... I'm really proud of you for that one. That was...
Thank you.
That was really good timing.
Thanks.
You're funny.
I'm just grown up so fast.
Oh, yeah, you're funny. We should hang out more often. That's so good. Okay, last thing on Ricky, because after we do this, we have to
move on, take
him down a notch. What's your favorite thing about Ricky?
Oh, I have so many.
Well, I know, and that's why you're allowed to take your time. See, people didn't know what I just did there, and they never will. And they never will. What's your favorite thing about Ricky?
You heard me say a few things this weekend.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give one sappy.
Okay.
One fun. Like one.
Perfect.
Just not. So the one just not, which just sounds so cliche, but if anyone that knows him well knows his sense of humor is on point.
Hilarious.
Like he could be a co-host on this podcast and be really funny.
I actually have thought about it before. That's how funny he is, as I've thought about that.
And it's, his humor is very...
attractive.
It's very attractive. It's also very risky.
Mm-hmm.
He takes a lot of risks.
High risk, high reward, you know?
Yes, yes.
You come up with a good joke and you got to read your audience, you know?
Shoot.
Yeah.
High risk, high reward.
The other thing is, though, I have to say, and this is really sappy, but it's the truth.
But you need... I'm asking what your favorite thing is. You have to give sappy.
It's that... So I met Ricky at one of the most vulnerable times in my entire life.
Yeah, you did.
I was in such a low, 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 low place.
Yes.
And I walked in there not knowing what I was doing, why I was doing it, how I just was going, because I'm like, you know what? Dating is a necessary evil, right? Yeah,
it is. Not so today, Satan, is what you should have said when you walked in.
So, but I walked in there, and for the first time in so long, I kind of been under this, you know, black cloud,
mm-hmm.
and I felt that I could just be honest in myself, and I wasn't being judged, and I didn't have to act a certain way. And I could just be my really awkward, goofy self.
Mm-hmm.
And he left, and he had fun, and we had fun, and he...
And he probably loved you for those reasons.
I think so.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you don't marry someone if you don't like their weird awkwardness.
Right. But it just was... I didn't feel bad for, you know, not... I just could be myself.
Yeah. Which you should if you're going to marry somebody.
Well, yeah, you want to be yourself.
Let's hope you can be yourself, because otherwise that's going to be a draining life.
Yeah.
Well, that's really sweet.
Yeah, it is.
Because it is. That, to me, to meet somebody when you're in the most vulnerable state of your life and have them see you... I hate when people say at your worst, because you're not. You were just raw.
I was very raw.
And you were like, here's my thing. Here's what I need to tell you.
But even then, I didn't even say anything.
And...
Because it was the first date. What am I going to say?
Well, yeah.
But I think some of it was just more of something that didn't even... It was unspoken.
You trusted him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted, you know, after we... I thought he was taking me to dinner, by the way, and he wasn't. He was just taking me to drinks, but I was hungry. So I ordered food, and he's like, I'm good. I'm like, what do you mean?
Oh, Ricky, even if you were good, you eat dinner with him.
It's like 8:30.
I'm sorry that...
Order an appy.
This wasn't supper.
I like that you say supper. I say that too.
No, that's for old people that eat early.
Oh.
Yeah, so that was like a dig.
That was a dig, and I was like, yeah, I love that you say supper. I say that too.
No. Supper is for like the early birds, you know?
Yeah.
The grandma and the grandpas that eat at like 5:30.
I eat supper.
So one thing that I actually used to love about podcasting was the fact that I didn't have to wear a bra, because who doesn't love coming home and taking off their bra? But that was before I discovered Third Love, a company devoted to making the perfect fitting bra. All you have to do is take the Third Love online fit finder quiz to find a bra that's right for your size and shape. It's the only brand of lingerie that offers half cup sizes, which is actually perfect for me because I'm part of the itty bitty titty committee, and I'm in between like an A and a B cup. Sorry to all the guys listening out there. I'm in between, and so this works perfectly for me. Try their amazing bras for free for 30 days. Just pay $2.99 for shipping. And when they say try them, they mean try them. Like, cut the tag off, wash it, wear it all day, do whatever you gotta do. And if you don't fall in love with it, you just send it back or exchange it for free. That's pretty easy. So go to thirdlove.com/vine for your 30-day free trial. I have to say, too, it's honestly like having the memory foam on your boobs. It's pretty great. thirdlove.com/vine for your 30-day free trial. Hey, and shout out to Ricky, Whitney's fiance, for just sitting back, hanging with the girls, not really saying much, letting us do our thing.
I'm not just saying this, Ricky, because you're right here listening.
He's a gem.
You're a rare gem.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate your humor and how much you love my girl, Wit. I appreciate that you will drink with us, except for tonight, because you're a pussy.
God damn it.
I'm just kidding.
You're a Sean B, so I can't say that.
Oh, we don't drink during the week because our bodies are temple. Can you not?
Oh, is that how we talk?
Oh, yeah, we were talking about this earlier. I said, oh, is that how we talk?
No.
No.
And that leads me into my next segment. Sean actually gave me this idea for the segment.
Okay.
So we were talking about, like, how, you know, it's probably like 90% of females...
I choked on my own word.
Females. Mm-hmm. 90% of females listen to this podcast. And I think it's funny because every relationship has their problems. Every relationship, something drives you nuts.
Right.
So I thought we could do a segment called... I can't give him too much credit. He came up with the idea to say, like, what bugs you about your significant other. And it was my idea to... Nope, I can't give myself credit for this. It was Bree's idea.
Tried to steal it though.
I was like, wait, she listens. I wanted to call it Why Though, and she was like, or you could call it K Why Though and get KY to sponsor you.
She is
which
a genius.
Is genius.
I mean, that is genius.
She was a radio personality, and I was like, wow, that's legit. Mm-hmm. So KY, I know you sponsor Sean, so hook a girl up and sponsor my next segment.
And also send her free samples.
Oh, we already got plenty of those.
Share them with the dick.
Spread the love with the dick, Joe.
DJ needs some KY.
DJ needs some KY for the WA. Well, Whitney Angel.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Why'd you give me a weird look when I said your initials? Because it's not as funny as dick jokes.
They are.
So anyways, let's start off this segment.
Okay, well, I've got an easy one that we kind of just both
look how relaxed you're getting in this podcast. See, this is why we need behind the scenes. Whitney's just putting out the vibe.
It's all
heavy.
A K-Y talk.
Heavy vibes right now. You've got the lean going. You're comfy now. Wine's flowing. Vibes are flowing.
All right.
Okay. KY, though. Ready?
So when Ricky says, I'll say on like a Monday, hey, why don't you have a glass of wine with me? He's like, no, I'll have water.
What? Because it's Monday? KY,
why though?
Yeah, like what's it to you to have one drink with your girl? I'll tell you why.
I just had 38 yesterday.
Yeah.
That doesn't make up for a Monday, okay?
No. KY, though.
I totally agree with that. Sean does it too. Once in a while, he'll have an alcoholic beverage with me.
Not even on Monday. You're talking about Saturday, Sunday, any day.
It's just rare. It's like once a month.
Oh. Yeah.
And it's a casual. Like, it's a casual cocktail. It's nothing crazy. KY, though. Here's mine. When Sean... I'm like, you never tell me I'm beautiful. You never compliment. He's like, I actually do all the time. I'm like... But it's always in like a sarcastic tone. So I'll like walk out and I'll feel good. I'm like, I look, I'm like a hard 9 right now.
Yeah.
And he'll go, oh, babe, you look so good. Or like, wait, that is not at all how he talks. It's not at all how he talks. Let me rephrase that. He goes like this.
you look cute.
That is, that's it. And I'm like, how come you can't just gaze into my eyes and be like, babe, you are beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, why though? I just want him to be like, Rick, are beautiful.
Yeah, like something similar. This is so interesting, though, because they're both so similar in the sense where Ricky will really do something to piss me off. And then he'll know that he was wrong.
Yeah.
And then he'll be like, then you're so pretty.
Which is just as frustrating. And I'm like, tell me I'm sexy. And be like, you're beautiful. He's like, oh, babe. You look cute. I'm like, okay, why though?
Okay, why though?
Why though? Do you have another one?
I mean, I think I have like a lot that...
All right, feel free to share.
But he is right next door.
Yeah.
Next door.
Yeah, I get the hell.
And by next door, you
next
mean...
Next door space, yeah.
Hey. Wait, did Heather just...
I think Heather left us.
No, I think somebody actually just logged out of my Skype. Let me just double check on this because she can edit this out. And we're almost done anyways.
I need another KY though.
Call dropped. KY though. Wait, what? Call dropped. 58 minutes, 13 seconds.
Oh, she's got to go come back.
Offline.
What, another thing that you don't like that I do?
KY though.
I'm trying to call her back. Okay. Maybe her Wi-Fi is down.
Or this was such a horrible podcast.
No.
She's over it.
She's like, done.
No, she just texted me. My power went out. Keep recording. Okay.
Power went out.
That's fine. Her power went out. Okay. Her power went up, but we can keep... Well, that's the thing. It's like, she's not in the studio recording this. She can edit this part out, so...
So, I got another one.
Okay, wait. Let's jump back into it.
Okay.
Okay, so go on.
Okay, so, I like to sleep.
Oh.
I love to sleep.
This is very relatable for me.
So, Ricky likes to get up.
Not today. Hi.
Hey, sorry about that. My power just went out.
That's okay.
So my internet just went out, but it's back on, so just keep on talking.
Keep on keeping on.
Nothing happened.
Okay, perfect. Here we go.
All right.
Okay. Oh, now there's sirens going.
Yeah, let's wait till that starts.
Yeah. This is like from being on The Bachelor, when you know like there's a helicopter or an airplane. We'd have to be like, take a knee. Take a knee, please. Right. There's sirens, and go.
So I think I have another one.
Okay.
So... I love to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Love it.
It's the best thing in the world.
It's one of my top three favorite things.
Makes me feel like a new woman.
Me too. And sometimes my dreams are just so realistic that I'm like, oh, I just want
to
be here.
Tried to get back into mine this morning.
So anyways, Ricky likes to wake up. He can't sleep in past 7:30.
Same with Sean B. Hate it.
Okay. Why though?
Yes. That's it.
That's just it. Why though? That's it. Nothing else to say.
I don't get it either, because sleeping makes me feel like a new woman. If I have a good sleep, I'm like, I am in a good mood. I'm cheerful. I'm like more appreciative of things in my day. Yes. I'm like, I got a good sleep. Life is good. Where Sean's like, oh, I got 3 hours, but it's 7. What could I be doing to benefit my health, to work out at the gym, to get to emails? And I'm like, what can I do to avoid all of those things? Sleep? Cool. I'm so down.
It's so true, but yeah. It's also a hobby. It's not a necessity.
Well, it's got to be something that you're good at.
I just love it.
If you're good at sleeping, and it makes you feel good, and if you, no, but answer us. Why though? Why do you like waking up early? Just get your day going or what?
It just happens. My eyes just open and...
Well, close them.
Ready to go.
Yeah. Advice for you. Close them.
Well, most of all, I mean, it's for work.
All right. We actually didn't want to hear what you had to say.
Yeah.
Next.
Moving on.
Well, I'm trying to defend myself.
What do you think? This is your podcast, Dick Joe? Just kidding, Dick Joe. We love you.
I do have to say something, though, about like the how much I love to sleep.
Yeah.
So when we were talking about my vacation at the bachelorette party where Ricky had to answer the questions, how funny was that?
What?
Somewhere with pitch dark blackness.
What is Whitney's favorite... What? Where would be your ideal place to vacation? I don't know. Somewhere where it's pitch black and not moving. So, home. Oh, Heather's gone again. So, yeah, like, shit. Staying home, I guess. Whitney doesn't like sunlight.
No.
Which is such a weird thing to dislike.
But...
Like, Seattle is your happy place.
Yes. It's or weird. London. London town.
That's weird.
That should have been my confession.
This whole podcast has been a confession, so keep it going. I don't like sunlight.
People are going to think I'm a vampire.
You are Robert Pattinson. You do not like sunlight.
No.
You just like gloomy, snuggled up.
I love to be snuggled up. I love fall.
Fireplaces. Pumpkin spice lattes.
Yes. Okay, so that's all I wanted for my bachelorette party.
And you got very hot weather.
It was like the hottest day of the freaking year.
We were all on a boat in bathing suits, and you're like, God damn it. Yeah. Worst bachelorette party ever.
No, it was awesome.
Okay, let's do one more.
Okay.
KY, though. Here's mine.
Okay.
Ricky, you will not agree with this. Sean doesn't like it when I toot in front of him.
Okay.
I'm not allowed to be a tootsie girl in front of him. That's what Ricky calls me.
Because I'm so tootsie. Because
you're tootsie.
I am.
So he calls you a tootsie girl.
Yeah, because he's a tootsie boy.
Well, see, Sean's a tootsie boy too, but he doesn't toot in front of me.
Well, then how do you know he's a tootsie boy?
Because he tells me he has gas, but then he, like, won't do it in front of me. He
tells her tootsie tails.
Tootsie tails.
But I'm like... Like, we were driving for 3 days. Obviously, I'm going to have to toot in that time.
Yeah, he didn't.
Well, he probably tooted in the gas station, which is a very appropriate place for it. But he would be like, I would be like, just to test him, I go, babe, under your windows, I got toot. And he'd look at me like, oh, gosh, oh, you have to. And then he'd undo it, and he'd be like, la, 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 la. And I'd be like, oh, you can't even hear me. And he gets uncomfortable.
Okay, Sean B.
KY, though. Like,
I love him.
Yeah, he's the best.
But girls are
poop and toot.
Yeah.
Hey, girls poop and toot.
Lesson four.
What?
Lesson four of the podcast.
Lesson four of the podcast. For all you males out there, two of you. All two of you. We toot and poop.
Where's Sean B?
Oh, come on, Sean B. Get with the program.
And you know what? That just makes me be like, I want to push him into a room after I drop one and say... Breathe it in.
Through your mouth.
Through the mouth. Not even through the nose. In through the nose and in through the mouth, okay?
Is that possible?
Nope. I expect a lot of it out of him.
Oh my God.
This might be my favorite podcast I've ever done. Just keeps getting better. You know what? By the end, we should go... Dun, 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 dun. Just end it with a good toot.
Oh, and the word toot is just fun.
It's a great word. You know, hey, we were talking about this at dinner. Our favorite words. Ricky, what was yours? Discombobulate.
Oh, no, that was yours.
Oh, that was mine.
No, yours was picnic.
Yeah, that was my other one.
Oh, well, I think just...
Discombobulate is a great word. What was yours, Ricky?
I was just doing limit from Black Sheep.
Oh, yeah. Limit.
Yes.
What word do you like? One?
I don't like to be put on the spot, guys.
Okay, well, we'll move on to me then. Picnic is my other favorite word. I just think it's such a great word.
But why?
I talked about this on another podcast. I just like the word picnic. It's fun to say. Say it.
Picnic.
Say it again, but louder.
Picnic.
Louder. Picnic.
Picnic.
It's funny. It rhymes.
I mean, sometimes I like wonder how you come up with stuff.
No idea. It's a weird place to be in my brain.
Yeah.
Get in and get out. If you have the option.
I did. So my therapist did tell me, like, your brain is like a wonderland for psychology.
Can I write a song about that? Your brain is a wonderland. Well, that's funny because... Yeah, Because your brain goes there. You're like, hey, let me think about something, and then let me think about it until it's a dead horse, and let me beat it again.
You know, and even once it's dead, let's just keep going.
But that's the definition of beating a dead horse. And then you're like, RIP, you accept that it's dead, and then you're like, let's go back.
Let's do it again.
Let's do it again.
Yeah.
Double time.
Yeah. Triple.
Well, that's why you have a therapist. As do I. But my brain doesn't go there.
Oh, God love you, Ricky.
God love you, Ricky. God love you, Sean B, too.
Yeah.
Well.
But you know what? God love them.
You know? God love...
Wait, me.
Wait, God love us.
Yeah, us. That's what I meant. That's what I meant, guys.
Just God love all of us.
All of us.
Every one of us.
Oh, poor Heather.
What you talking about, Willis? That was a Simpsons quote, and I immediately regret saying
that. No, that's not.
No, I know, but it's for, what you're talking about, Willis, but it's Simpsons did an episode where Willis was there, and they were like, what you talking about, Willis? And then he goes, what you talking about, everybody? Let's get to some questions, shall we?
Okay.
We got to finish this podcast off strong.
Yes, we're going to go strong.
It's been strong the whole time, to be honest.
Okay, before we get to some questions from the listeners, I wanted to talk to you guys about away luggage. We all know I travel all the time. I'm constantly on an airplane, and usually my trips are just a couple days here and there. So with away luggage, it was perfect for me. It's stylish, high-quality carry-on luggage. It's lightweight materials, it's sold directly to you, and it keeps prices low. You can choose from four sizes and a variety of colors. Features include TSA-approved locks, improved wheel designs, removable laundry bags. Whoa, that's genius. And each suitcase has a USB charger. So guess what that means? No more dead phones at the airport. Actually, this is actually really genius. I have it sitting in my living room, and I have a trip coming up in a couple days that I'm going to use it for the first time. The removable laundry bag... that's good. Okay, guys, it's a 100-day trial with a full refund and a lifetime warranty. It's free shipping to most states, and you can get $20 off your suitcase if you go to awaytravel.com with promo code VINE. It's $20 off a suitcase at awaytravel.com, promo code VINE.
Crystal, wait, I have to pre-read. Oh, I actually didn't want to talk about this. Crystal Cauldron. Did being on The Bachelor affect you at your job at all? Or was it like you could come back and they were understanding?
I actually was really, really lucky.
Yeah, because that's a career.
Yeah, and it was something that I spoke with my employer about, my boss. Mm-hmm. Actually, not my employer, but my specific boss. Mm-hmm. Bosses about it. And just wanted to make sure that they were okay with it, because obviously my career is number one.
Yeah, which is so cool, because a lot of people go on that show to make a career, and you were very passionate in the first place, and you're very smart, passionate, successful lady. And okay, so the fact that you got to go back to your job and continue your career.
I was lucky. I really was lucky about that, and they've been great about it.
Perfect. Next question. No, don't want to answer that one. this is a good one. I like this one. Kellyanne. That's probably what it is.
Kellyanne
DiCarlo says, how did you guys pack for The Bachelor? Tips and tricks?
I have none. Do you have tips and tricks?
Absolutely not.
Because lost.
You're only allowed to pack two bags.
I think I asked for permission to pack three because I couldn't do two.
I did two in like a very large carry-on.
Okay. Well, one of the girls, I'm not going to call out names.
Yeah, she packed eight and got sent home night one.
No, I wasn't talking about her, but that did happen. But there was one that had, like, Ziploc bags with her outfits and pictures of herself within those outfits.
Yeah, she did. She did. She had every outfit in a Ziploc labeled.
With her
fun date.
But her picture on the front, too.
Yes, wearing the outfit.
Right.
Her picture on the front wearing that outfit. Fun date. Casual date. Romantic date. I was like, nope.
Yeah, I didn't do any of that.
I don't like calculated, and that was a bit much.
It was.
One girl.
Oh my gosh. You know what? I just remember, I can't believe I never told you this.
What?
So I was getting my hair done for a photo thing.
Yeah.
And you know how smells really, like, you remember something.
Yes, triggers the brain.
So this lady put this hairspray on, and I was like...
Did it make you want to barf?
No.
It was me.
It was you. It was that Moroccan. and you always, in the blue can.
Yes.
And you always let me borrow your hairspray.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Oh my gosh, that is a very significant smell too. Yes. Because a girlfriend of mine when I lived in Newfoundland referred it to me, and now I think about Newfoundland when I smell it.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's that. I don't know how I got on that.
Well, I'm going to buy you a bottle.
Thanks.
Cool. But yes, she had Ziplocs.
That was
back to the Ziplocs.
But I have no packing advice. I really don't.
Because all you have to do, because you have to be extremely freaking confident to pack that many rose ceremony dresses. You have to be like, wow, I should make it far to pack that many rose ceremony. Caitlin, can you freaking talk?
Right. But you also, they also recommended if you like a dress, don't try to save it. Because
you never know.
You never know. And if you want to be like seen in that dress, you better wear it.
Yeah.
So, and then the packing list? It should just say...
Oh, yeah, they give you a packing list.
But it... What does that actually mean? It means nothing. Because it's like, you need to be prepared.
Like, don't forget your toothbrush. Thanks.
You need to be prepared for every weather, so you need to pack winter coats, bathing suits, boots, high heels, flat shoes, walking shoes.
But only bring two bags.
Yes, right? As close as possible.
Yeah, I like barely pack one bag if I'm going away for a weekend.
Yeah, you showed up here, and you've got... ways to go after this.
Yeah, and I only have one bag.
You have one bag.
I've learned over the years.
Yes, so you're good.
So yeah, we have no tips or tricks.
Yeah, no tips,
for you.
Sorry.
That question was very irrelevant. Oh, snorts are coming out. Here we go. No.
I'm not seeing your phone, but I can only imagine what these are. You're like, no.
Well, you can guess.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Janice Bossman, who I think is Canadian, and she's always been very supportive, and I was very scared of her at the beginning because her profile picture was flowers, and I was like, oh yeah. She's going to be a troll because they usually don't have their own personal photo up.
Mm-hmm.
She's so sweet, so supportive, Janice. And I'm so happy to answer a question of hers on the podcast because she's very sweet.
Okay.
Who's a better karaoke singer? Whitney.
I mean, that's not even fair.
Well, you're more entertaining to listen to.
Well,
I try too hard.
No. Friday night.
Gonna take sun went away from you. Oh. I miss the rain. Damn.
That was a hard Africa. One. Friday. That was a really, really tough one, though. It's
really tough.
I was out of breath.
I didn't know what I was getting into.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah. We shot high for that one, and we ended low.
I was so out of breath.
Thanks for the question, Janice.
Janice, thank you.
Hope you got your answer. Megan McCourt. Best behind-the-scenes confession from The Bachelor.
Are you asking me?
Yep. I mean, I'll give you one, too, but do you have any that come to mind behind the scenes? Oh, we can talk about when I walked in.
Oh, yeah.
That's so funny.
That's funny.
So, I'll tee it up. Tee it up for you.
Oh, am I telling it?
Well, we'll just both contribute.
Okay, we'll contribute.
So, we were in the mansion, and...
This is when you're feeling like you're always confident, but you're feeling real confident.
I was feeling pretty good about myself at this point, and I was at a point where I was like, there's no way this guy's giving me another rose.
And he did.
There's no way. So we're on the camping date. We had to be in bathing suits. I did a little like skinny dip, took my bathing suit off, jumped in the lake. Then we had to set up, and I was at that point, I was like, there's no way. I'll just do whatever I want because he's not going to give me a rose again. And then we had to set up our own tents for camping. And all the girls were like, I don't know how to work a tent. And I had mine up in like 2 seconds. I was like, anybody need my help? Ugh. I was just like oozing confidence at that point. Kind of like I am right now. And then I just didn't care through the whole date because I was like, well, I don't need to try very hard. I'm just going to be myself and be funny. And ba-pew, 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 ba-pew. That was me doing guns, shooting laser beams. And then... he had to give out a rose, and I almost forgot that part was coming. And I was like, legs up on like a lawn chair, like, nah, nah, nah. And he was like, Caitlin. I was like, oh, okay, buddy, this is getting old.
She wasn't confident at all.
See, that's where I drew the line in the sand where I was like, yeah, you know what? You just went from confident to cocky. It's not attractive anymore. And so I came home, and everyone was like, Caitlin got the rose again. Aww. But this was still early.
Right.
And so I would go upstairs, And I walk in on you and, like, Ashley, I, and a bunch of girls, and you guys are all, like, painting your toenails, talking in a little circle. And I opened the door, and everybody went silent. And all the girls' heads just, like, turned me. It was, like, record, skip, baby cry, crickets, glass broke, everything awkward. And Whitney just looks at me and goes, yeah, we were talking about you. And I was like,
because it was the truth.
But that, I was like, I like her. And I said, thank you for telling me that. And that was the beginning of our friendship.
Did I say you're welcome?
I hope so.
I hope so too.
But you were like, you know what? We were talking about you. And I was like, thank you for telling me.
Oh, well, you are welcome.
And then I shut the door and I got that loud. And I was like, continue on. I'm the shit. No, I'm just
I got a rose. Two times in a row.
And then
or was that the third time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't going to correct you, but. But anyways, that was
right,
a little behind
next
the scenes.
Question.
A little behind the scenes, but that was, you ended up beating me, so who's the winner?
I know, what, you.
You. Ricky. Dick joke. Here's one you might like. Hey, after that, feel confident with this one. Rose Woodward. What is her workout routine? She is gorgeous.
Rose?
Rose.
Whoa, that name is kind of ironic as well.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even think about that. Yeah. Yeah. Well, who gets the rose now? You do. You get Rose Woodward. What is your workout routine? You look gorgeous, which, by the way, you do. You took off your clothes in front of me the other day. Caitlin, LOL. Stop being an LOL. You did, though. You were changing. I was like, okay.
Well, I've been working out real
hard. You've been working out real hard.
Because I have this event that's happening.
P.S. You already have a sick body.
But.
And, nope. I'm not going to let you. This is my podcast, and I get to tell you what I think.
Okay.
You have a sick body.
Well, thank you.
And you've been working out really hard.
Working out really hard. And cutting back on the one during the week, except on Mondays when I'm podcasting.
Or when I'm in your presence.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I've been working out with a personal trainer. Trainer Mike, if you're listening, we love you.
Yeah, you're killing it, bro.
And also do Shred. So Shred is, it's awesome. It's like it's a group sort of. It's interval training. Like, what's that called? HIIT?
Yeah.
Like high interval training.
High intensity.
Interval training.
Yeah.
So I do that as well.
Yeah.
And.
You look great.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
And Rose, yes, I'll accept that.
Rose, I will accept your Woodward. Good one, Kaylin. I will say, though, closing notes. So what?
So what?
Spin
zone.
Spin zone.
Toilet seat.
Toilet seat.
Oh, God.
And you're awesome.
Well.
Oh, look who's confident now. Oh, yeah, well, I know.
Yeah. I want to come on every week.
We'll definitely do this again because, A, you're one of my best friends, and B, you've got a great podcast voice.
Thanks, guys.
And a face for the behind the scenes.
Wait, maybe I should just take this around with me everywhere.
Yeah, you do sound great in it.
Like the microphone and the earbuds.
I've got an extra one if you want.
I'm just going to start, like, it's going to be part of my everyday routine. I wake up, I brush my teeth, I put on my earphones and take the mic to go on with my day.
Everybody's, like, coming to you to get, like, their eggs frozen and you're like, well, you know what? Let me get my mic. Just give me a sec, I need to grab my mic. Thank you.
Well, no, thank you.
I hate that I have to end this.
I know. I don't want it to be over.
It's a slumber party. I was thinking when we do part two, there is a few guests I want to have part two with. You're one of them. And we could do BTS.
Yes.
Have a live cam.
Yes.
We can just, like, hang
out.
So
then when we shimmy and when I start to lounge.
People can be a part of it in the moment. They can be live.
Oh, my God. It's like my brother.
Pardon?
It's like Big Brother.
Oh, I thought you said it's like my brother. I was like,
No, I don't have one of those.
Pardon?
But I mean Big Brother, where you can like watch all of the stuff.
Big Brother off the Vine version.
Yes.
It's good. We'll do it.
Actually, I really like that.
Okay.
You don't steal that unless you give me credit.
Well, I won't steal unless you're doing it with me.
Okay, okay.
Oh, that was a good cheers.
That's a great way to end it.
It was a great podcast.
Thanks.
Actually, I might go on the record and say it was my favorite.
Really?
Yeah, not
I think
kidding.
You say that every time.
I do. Which is a good sign for me. It means they keep getting better.
They keep getting better. I like
because
that.
Because I'm not lying.
Up and up. I love it.
Hey, so what?
So what?
We can cheers again. You guys know the drill.
Just love ya.
And if you don't want to miss an episode of Off the Vine, you can go to podcastone.com. You can download the Podcast One app, which I suggest because I can interact with you on there. Or you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
And before I leave you, I just wanted to go over all of the great discounts I got for you guys today. So Green Chef, $50 off your first order, greenchef.us/vine. Duh, Bright Cellars, $50 off your first box, brightcellars.com/offthevine. Can I please remind you that you're getting half off a box of wine delivered to your door? brightcellars.com/offthevine. Dynasty, check out Dynasty every Wednesday starting on October 11th on the CW. Third Love, go to thirdlove.com/vine for your 30-day free trial. And Away Luggage, $20 off a suitcase at awaytravel.com with promo code VINE. Also, I have an upcoming live AMA, Ask Me Anything. I'm hosting an exclusive AMA on the Podcast One app this month. All you have to do is download the Podcast One app in the App Store or Google Play Now. And then on October 29th at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, grab a glass of wine, a cup of coffee, tea, whatever you got to do, log in and ask away.
I'm Caitlin Bristow. Who are you?
Oh, I'm Winnie Bischoff.
About to
be Angel. Winnie Bischoff Angel.
Yeah, and I'll see you next Tuesday. Read between the lines.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Download or listen to new episodes every Tuesday on the Podcast One app or subscribe on Apple Podcasts or at podcastone.com. And don't forget to rate, review, and share.
Oh, brother.
The reason it's called the NFL, not for long.
It's sports related with Jordan and Luke Rogers.
The Chargers football is not going to work in Los Angeles.
I got hit by a car on my scooter 8 days before our first game of my senior year. I was out there playing. No rib strain's going to keep me out.
JoJo, what is the last book that Jordan read?
I think he just likes to read Twitter articles.
Download new episodes of Sports Related every Friday on the Podcast One app, Apple Podcasts, or podcastone.com.